This is With the First Pick, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where draft season never ends. Join former Titans GM Rand Carthon and me, Ryan Wilson, three times a week for an inside look at the college all-star games, the NFL Combine, and Pro Days. It's all building toward the big stage in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania this April for the 2026 NFL Draft. Follow and listen to With the First Pick on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've been seeing Blue Tansy everywhere in skincare lately, but I actually discovered it through one of my favorite clean brands, Primally Pure. I didn't believe in natural deodorant until I tried their best-selling Blue Tansy deodorant. This one is actually clean, and it actually works. Blue Tansy is this really calming antioxidant that helps soothe irritation and inflammation, especially if your skin tends to react easily in areas like underarms. And what I love is that the same ingredient runs through their entire soothing collection, from facial mists when you need a little pick-me-up to their soothing spirulina face mask, packed with raw honey, kaolin clay, and wild-crafted botanicals. I've honestly never experienced anything like it. So if your skin has been feeling a little overwhelmed lately, return to calm with Primally Pure. Their Blue Tansy line is a beautiful place to start.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, Tuesday podcast for you. We do apologize for no YouTube yesterday, but with the snow and, well, you know. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. We also didn't do a actual podcast.
Well, no one needs to know that.
Fair enough, Jerry. What you and I know and others don't doesn't hurt them.
That's right.
So, you know, this morning, you know, I see a lot of people complaining on, and it doesn't matter what town you're in. Just like we had talked about how, like, people don't pick up dog poop in the snow. The other thing that's kind of across all town Facebook pages is people are getting upset that they keep getting plowed in.
Yeah. It's a big thing.
It is a big thing because, you know, some people either you bust your back doing the shoveling or you pay someone because you're elderly or just not good at shoveling. And then it gets all cleared out and then the plow comes down.
Yeah. And you got more work to do.
Yeah, and then other people saying, well, what do you want the plow to do? I was just trying to think, like, growing up, I feel like the plow came once. Like, I think it waited till the storm, and then the plow came down. And once the plow came, it felt like now I can shovel the end of my driveway because I'm not going to get plowed in again. But now it seems like over and over again the
plow
comes.
Which is a good thing that they're working hard and they are clearing the streets for us. And it is a very difficult thing to ask of them. Like I said, the guy that's in our neighborhood, literally, if he sees you out there and you've cleared your driveway, he lifts the plow to not clutter it up again. But to ask a town plow guy who's got the whole town to do with maybe two or three other trucks or four, whatever it might be, that would just take too much time. So I do understand that. The issue for me yesterday was I understood after I cleared it the first time and it was still snowing, I knew they were coming around. So I was expecting to go back out, which I did. What bothered me was our street had black pavement. It didn't need to be plowed again. Everything was done. And then at 6 o'clock, I guess to make the road wider.
That was it.
God, that bothered me.
It was to make the road wider because they did it up by me on the main road, which was also a blacktop, which was great because we didn't get a blacktop last time because it was so cold.
Yeah.
That this time we had blacktop, and they just keep widening the street.
Which, again, I understand, but I don't know. You're right. I don't know what the right answer is, to be quite honest with you.
I will say today, now, last time this happened in the last storm, I had shoveled out Gina's driveway, where my car was. And then in the overnight, it got plowed in. It did not look terrible.
Okay.
But I could not get over. I couldn't get over it.
Frozen.
I guess because it was frozen, and as someone pointed out, even though I was yelling that I have a Subaru,
oh, you meant the car. I thought you meant you couldn't.
No, I couldn't get over it, and it did not look. If you looked at it and looked at my car, you'd say, oh, you could drive over that.
Yeah,
and I couldn't get over it, and I was yelling, complaining about Subarus, and someone on Twitter was very smart and probably correct, and is like, you have like commuter tires on your Subaru, so no. So this morning when I went out there, and it was this big old pile of snow, and I wanted to do the minimal amount.
Right.
And then drive over it. This time I got over it in one shot.
No, that's good.
So I got lucky there.
So you got those snow tires?
I did not get the snow tires, but the snow had snowed. I don't know if it happened by you as well. My tires each looked like they had an additional tire full of
they were collecting
snow on top of it.
Yeah.
And you know, it was not until I was about halfway up the Garden State Parkway that my car stopped shaking.
Where it actually, so it probably,
it was in the tires.
Yeah, where it finally rid itself of all the snow that was in the grooves.
It took a long time.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. It does. I don't know about you, but I was very surprised how clear the parkway and turnpike were.
Oh, yeah.
Like there was, it snowed. You knew that. But I would have never thought I got 30 inches of snow by my house.
Right, because I thought same thing. I'm driving. I go, wow, this is really clear. Then I go, okay, let me look to my left and right. There was not enough snow on the left or the right for all the snow that
they really
fell.
Did a great job. I don't know what they did with it, how they removed it, but they did a great job.
I heard a guy call into one of the, I don't know what I had on. I had
one of the local stations?
Yeah, it had to be one of the sports stations here.
Okay.
It had to be us.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I mean, one of the shows. And the guy said, you know, I called in last year and told you guys I got a heated driveway.
Mm.
He goes, I got to tell you, really worked in these past two storms.
What does a heated driveway cost?
He said the heated driveway gets to 80 degrees.
So nothing ever forms on it.
Nothing forms on it.
Wow. Imagine
although,
being that guy.
Probably at the end of the driveway, though. That guy probably still has to shovel.
Yeah, yeah. But he didn't have to do the driveway.
Didn't have to do the driveway, yeah.
I wonder what that... you know what? I would like a heated walkway.
Mm.
The driveway is great, too. But my driveway... I mean, I have... I think our driveway is about 75 feet long. I cannot afford a new driveway, let alone a heated driveway.
Yeah.
But I like the idea. I got to redo my walkway. I like the idea of a heated walkway.
Yeah,
so
like
that stays clear.
How does that work?
I don't know. It's got to be pricey as hell.
I would think so.
That is pretty cool, though.
Then I was complaining, I was yelling about when I first got in this morning.
Yeah, you're quitting in a month, right?
Yeah, that I was. I've had it.
I get it. I do.
So I was complaining that in condos, townhouses, that the biggest line item is snow removal.
Yeah.
It's like $6,000. And man, there were years where we just didn't use that at all.
Yeah, and that $6,000 is gone.
So this morning when I was out there shoveling myself and I'm like, we're paying $6,000. I'm not paying my monthly maintenance bill. So anyway, just before we started taping, I was like, you know, I'm going to figure out what this is costing me every month. So I took the $6,000 and I divided it amongst condos in my thing. Mm-hmm. There's 16 condos.
Okay.
So I took $6,000 and I divided it by 16.
Right.
That brought up how much we each pay for the year.
For the year.
For snow shovel removal. Mm-hmm. It's like $300.
For the year. Right. Which comes out to $25 a month.
It was like $30 a month.
Yeah. That's about it.
I was like, oh.
That's it, huh?
I was going to be ranting and raving today.
But as someone, we talk about this all the time. We complain about a cable bill or Spotify going up $2 a month, or I'm not going to get Peacock for $4.99 a month.
Yeah.
Meantime, for the last 4 years, you've paid $30 a month for nothing.
Right, including months of June, July, August, right, where there's no snow.
Right, so think about that. Just let's forget, if you assume there's zero chance of snow between, I'll even say, May through October.
Right.
May, June, July, August, September, October.
All right, 6 months.
You are paying $30 a month for 6 months for absolutely nothing. But we worry about paying the extra $4 on our cable bill or the extra $2 a month for Spotify. It's so stupid. It really is absurd.
What's the better way to look at it? That I'm paying $30 a month for snow removal even in those months, or I pay $60 a month for snow removal in the winter?
I would look at it the second way.
Yeah, me too.
That's how I would look at it.
I'm going to start looking at it that way.
But that's not the case. You are paying it monthly.
Yeah.
And there have been years where it's not needed. So it's not just the 6 months. It's all 12.
I was thinking this, too, because I was like, what if we did this as a condo association? And I wonder if any of them are like this. In one of the visitor spots, you put a shed. And we buy a shed and we buy a snowblower. And I'm snowblower guy when the snow comes.
It's a big responsibility.
It is, right?
Because what happens, that's fine if it snows on Friday night or Saturday night. What would you do if you've got a blizzard on a Tuesday afternoon into Tuesday night, and you've got to be there when the snow is over at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Calling out? I mean, if you're going to call out for that responsibility and use your sick days or your vacation days, that's fine. And I think it's actually, you could even have a rotation, like have a snow removal committee.
Yes.
Where you're looking for six guys or gals, whoever, and you're on call. You know, like, for instance, and here would be the fair way to do it, in my opinion. First week of October, you're on call. Second week of October, the second guy. Third, and you just rotate it through. And you may never have to deal with it, or you might get screwed and get it four times in a winter.
Yeah, you get all of it. It all falls on your weeks.
But if that's just a natural rotation, I think it's a great idea. Because you could buy, so my neighbor Rich has the snowblower is pretty good. My neighbor Rich has one of these like $4,000 jobs that makes mine low. And mine's not, you were talking about the snow shovels and things like that.
Yeah.
This is a snowblower, and it's a damn good one. It's a Craftsman. It's great. His, though, just, it throws the snow half a mile. It's unbelievable. You could do that as an association for that $6,000 you guys spend in a year. You could get the shed and a real legitimate snowblower and have a rotation if you could come up with a committee. I think it's a great idea, actually.
Yeah.
I really do.
Snowblower committee.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a wonderful idea at the next meeting.
Yeah. But don't you have to, I always hear this too. People be like, didn't know we were getting snow. The snowblower wasn't ready. I don't have the oil gas mixture down.
Well, that's got to go into the budget for what you're going to do. Like, it's got to be serviced every October.
Tuned up every October.
Oh, 100%.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
We're leaving today and entering a world of Mickey Mouse waving, princess meeting and greeting, lightsaber clashing, the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror dropping, Banshee flying, Space Mountain launching, Galaxy rewinding, what is the whole network galaxy rewinding, fireworks igniting, world of other worlds. For whatever you love, infinite worlds await at the most magical place on Earth, Walt Disney World Resort.
Do you know this? So this snowblower, it's just, not that I'm cheap, but I never had a snowblower. I always just shoveled because I never had a driveway this big. And when we moved into this house, my brother lived around the corner and he had a pickup truck. So when it would snow, this was his Craftsman snowblower. He always told me, don't buy one. His driveway was much smaller. He goes, it takes me 20 minutes. I'll bring it over and use it all day. And that's what we did. Then he sold his house 5 years ago and moved into a townhouse because he didn't need the house as a single guy. And he's like, do you want the snowblower? I don't know what to do. I'm like, yeah, I'll take it. I haven't started that thing in 3 years. And I kept it dry. There was no gas. I always empty the gas. When I filled the gasoline up in like November when we first, or December when we first get our first snow, I put the gas in, sign of the cross, and it started right up on the first pull. Like, so if you get it tuned up.
Yeah.
In November or October, you'll be good to go for the winter, especially if it's a new unit.
Yes. Maybe I'll do that. What else could I put in this shed for the association? Maybe I become the guy that trims the bushes.
Let's not get nuts.
I get one of those.
That is weekly. That's not
good. Oh, that is?
No, get a small shed, just enough for the snowblower and for some shovels and for some salt. You got to have money in the budget for rock salt.
Yeah, rock salt.
That's another thing you're going to have to do. So
maybe a couple shovels.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Four or five I would put in there. Yeah, definitely.
You ever see those shovels that have the handle of the shovel bends?
Yes.
It's supposed to be better for your back. You ever try one of those?
Nope, I have regular shovels.
Yeah, I saw a neighbor having one of those, and I asked him if it makes a difference. He said, yeah, but I wasn't convinced.
Not that great.
He didn't be like, oh, hell yeah, this makes a huge difference. He goes, yeah.
It's like anything.
You know what I mean? So I'm not sure.
Anything, you sell anything and you market it properly.
Yeah.
Like I saw a commercial for a pillow. It looks like the greatest pillow I've ever seen. I'm on the fence of buying it. I think I'm going to. Marketing is great, though. Am I going to get it, though? Is it just going to be a pillow?
Well, it's like the whole My Pillow thing, right? That was all marketing.
This is different,
though. What's special about this pillow?
So this is not just a pillow. This is like a foam pillow that contours to your head and neck and spine so that you're never in an odd position. I don't know. I got the name of it. Want to hear the name of it?
Yeah. Hell yeah, I want to hear the name of it.
I think right now, if you purchase, you get 70% off your second one. Let's see. I actually wrote it down. It is called
Did you see this in an infomercial of some sort?
I did. The Derilla Ergo Pillow.
Ergo Pillow.
Derilla-Ergo Pillow.
You saw this on like TV?
Yeah.
Or like Instagram?
I don't know if it was. I don't know if it was somewhere. TV, YouTube, Twitter. I have no idea. I saw it and I wrote it down. It was very interesting to me.
Yeah.
So like the shovel, like Evan, I don't think is here today because I think he pulled his back out shoveling.
Evan, his back has been troubled for a long time.
Now, this is what I don't understand about Evan. I've seen his driveway on his basketball videos. What is he shoveling? You can tell me he doesn't have a snowblower? Like, you can't shovel that driveway.
Yeah, it's a big driveway.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
So I think he's in pain at home right now.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go snowblower for the condo. Then I can be the hero to all the people in the neighborhood. Yeah. I now am the snowblower.
Not to mention you're going to save them $30 a month.
Each person, yeah.
Each person.
Yeah, $30
a month. Each unit, yep. Not so bad. How about that? They get a reduction in their fees for 2027.
Yeah.
Even if it's only $20, it's a reduction each month.
Right. Instead of it going up every month.
Even if
it
stayed flat.
Yeah.
You know, hey, we have to increase because the landscaping went up, but because of the great Al Dukes in apartment 2A, we are saving on the snow removal, which will offset the landscaping increase, no increase to your monthly bill.
Yes. If you want to thank Al, he's accepting thank yous. He also suggests perhaps you reach out to News 12 and tell them.
But you don't have to, but I mean, if you want to.
Yeah, you don't have to, but just saying, it's available if you're interested. Yeah, so I don't know if I need to. You know, I was bragging at the start of the last storm how I had a shovel for 25 years. And why is everyone always out buying new shovels?
Right.
It cracked last storm.
Did it really?
After bragging about it. Still usable. I used it yesterday.
Okay.
But it's got to go to the injured reserve soon.
Going to shovel heaven?
Yeah. So I'm thinking of getting one of those with the funky handle.
Yeah, go for it. Why not?
Help my back.
What do those go for? $20, $30, $40?
You know what? Shovels are way more expensive than you think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I looked at one online. Someone was like, a listener told me, like, oh, you got to get this shovel. I went on Amazon, $80.
For a shovel?
Yeah. Oh,
my God.
To go, oh, it's a back saver.
Okay.
It's an absolute back
saver. You know
what
I want? Forget that. I want a 4x4 with a plow.
Yes. That's
what my neighbors have. They're elderly. They're the ones I actually went and did a little snow blowing because their kids weren't there. They were there yesterday. They're hopping up on that thing. They had their driveway cleared so fast. I was so jealous.
Yeah, like if I had a Jeep, could I put, like you had a Jeep one time with a plow on the front.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. You could put a plow on it.
Then I would just need the shed for my plow that goes on my
that is
car.
True. Maybe get rid of the Subaru, go get a Jeep.
Get a Jeep just to start a business.
It is funny how...
Then I could go around town clearing people's driveways for cash.
You would be the hero. Not for cash.
Oh, for
hero. If you want to be a hero, you don't take money. You just do it out of the goodness of your heart.
That was it.
But this is, I've said it before. My wife had a Ford Expedition for 6 years. And it was great. We didn't get it for snow. We got it because of all the gear and the baseball and the travel. And it was a great car. This is the year we get all the snow. I just got rid of the damn thing 6 months ago. And this is the winter. And I don't have it's weird not having a four-wheel drive. You know, it's like you really do get concerned about, like, getting stuck. Not great.
Yeah, it's not good. Well, stupid me, I buy a Subaru for the snow, and then I put commuter tires on it.
Well, of course.
Because I'm doing all my miles
you're commuting
on the highway.
Yeah, you would need to buy tires and switch them out probably every January, because I don't think you really got to worry too much about November and December, But it's January, February, March. You probably need to go like right before the holidays. Switch them out for 3 months. You're going to probably get less gas mileage, I would think.
For sure.
But if you get a storm, you're set.
I do like when I see like cars with really cool tires. But they're not practical.
No, not at all. Like on the big trucks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Or even on the Jeeps, you'll see these big fat. They even have them on some Subarus. People put these big fat tires with like this incredible looking grip.
Right.
But you get driving all your miles on the highway. What's the point?
There is none.
Like if you lived somewhere where they get a lot of snow, I feel like Minnesota, Buffalo, these places get a lot of snow. Do you think we get less snow than Midwest?
I do.
Like Indiana, Ohio. Yeah.
Because so every time I go there, there's always snow on the ground.
Yeah.
Like I think about all the years I've been there with Rutgers, it's always snowing.
And do you think Buffalo really gets a lot of snow?
Oh, yeah.
And do you think that the people of Buffalo might occasionally turn on the news and they're talking about us getting hit and they're like, these people are panicking over a foot of snow, these losers.
Yeah, yeah. Remember there was the one storm in Buffalo 2 years ago where Deion Dawkins took the video. He couldn't open his front door because the snow drifts were like higher than the front level of his house.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Like, holy gee. Like, cars were not, like they were gone. That's nuts.
Yeah. I know. This is always the time of year I'm like, I'm never not getting a garage the next time I move somewhere.
Well, my cars aren't in the garage, as you know, but I will tell you the garage is a great place to get dressed, keep all the stuff. It's a night. I'm not in the house getting, it's at least useful.
You got a mudroom or is that your mudroom?
No, we do in the back. If you come in from the backyard, we have a door into the back, which you would call that. We don't use it as such, so I use the garage.
And what's a mudroom? Just supposed to be a place where you can be messy?
I think so, yeah.
Like if you come in soaking wet, snow, mud on you?
This is also one of these 2025 HGTV friggin' creations of a term. Yeah. No, did your parents in 1982 have friends that had a mudroom?
No.
No one knew what that was.
No, we had a mat to put your shoes on when you walked in the house. That was our mudroom.
Exactly.
These mudrooms, they have like shelving and hooks for your jacket and a place for your boots.
Again, we're a spoiled society. That's what we are.
We sure are.
A mudroom.
On Aspire with Emma Grade, I sit down with people who don't just dream big, they build big. From Mark Cuban to Mel Robbins, we talk about mindset, ambition, and the work that actually moves the needle. Listen to Aspire with me, Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast available now.
Please.
I walked into a thing of water yesterday where I stepped into it. And then, like, it was snow, then slush, deep slush. And then when I lifted my foot, it came out of the shoe.
Oh, no.
And whoosh, the water
went. You must have been a prize yesterday.
I do get to a point where it gets so ridiculous I laugh.
Yep.
And that happened yesterday. When I did that and I stepped in the mud, I actually the slush and it sucked. The suction sucked off my boot.
Well, the first time I went out, I got done at 9:40. I was outside by 9:50. And I, with the snowblower, got a lot off the driveway. I turned around to go back up. I'm like, what did I do? I mean, it was coming down so fast and so rapid. I was like, all right, that was a waste. I mean, it wasn't a waste of my time because it made it much easier the next time we went out. But it was like, all you can do is just smile. I'm like, all right, it is what it is.
It's great when you're not in a rush.
I don't mind I agree with you. It's not as bad to me on a Friday night or a Saturday when work is not an issue.
Yeah, like where you're not getting up for work and then you have to. Like yesterday when I went to clear my car off, it was so crazy. Mm-hmm. I actually enjoyed the process.
Okay.
Because I was in no rush.
Right.
All good.
But 3 a.m., not so good.
Not so great. Although it is cool when you're like going around your neighborhood and you just see cars just fully engulfed.
And you're all done.
Is this person getting out?
They're not. It's going to take them a long time. Yep.
What about a blowtorch?
I said that to my wife. A friend of mine has one.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what they use it for. They used it once to come help at the baseball fields to kill all the weeds, which was funny.
They blowtorch the weeds?
It kills them immediately. I'm like, I got to get one of these. And I'm thinking, we'll go blowtorch the driveway and it would just melt.
Yeah, I wonder, could you blowtorch? Like, say you had an ice wall from the plow.
Right.
could you use the blowtorch to cut almost like a square the size of your car?
Yeah, why not?
And then knock it over?
You might be able to. Why not?
Drive right through?
Yeah, I think it's possible.
I'm going to try blowtorch next time.
I do have to go buy one of those gas canisters because I finally bought the golf heater for the golf cart that I bought Gio for Christmas last year.
Yeah.
I just got to get the propane. But you can hook that up to anything. Again, then I get the blowtorch to attach to it.
I should pitch that to my condo association. Hey, guys, just pitching here. Instead of spending $6,000 on snow removal,
what if, blowtorch.
What if we all got blowtorches and did our part?
Commercial grade.
Yeah. They'll do it sometimes with the leaf blower if it's just snow and yes. not heavy ice.
When it's the fluffy snow.
Yeah, the fluffy snow.
I've done that too.
Blow that right off the top of your car.
I've done that as well.
Yeah.
Which works. Oh, yesterday's snow would not have worked.
No.
Not at all.
It was too heavy. Man.
Yep.
I hope we're over it, Jerry, because I did look this morning.
I'm not over. I got to go do my parents' house now.
No, I mean, I hope like this is the final one of the season.
It'll be one of the big ones. We'll have an inch here of snow. Maybe I think we'll be okay.
Because I heard winds this morning. They go, Wednesday could get a couple of inches. Oh. They actually said that. Tomorrow's Wednesday, right?
Yeah. A couple of inches of snow is not going to keep me from doing things.
Right.
It's 28 inches of snow.
That'll do it.
30 inches of snow. It's absurd. It really was absurd.
It was definitely absurd, Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a break. Let's take a break,
Come
Jerry.
Right back.
But we got to do the warm-up program now. We did that at 5 a.m. We'll be back here tomorrow at 5 a.m. to do the warm-up show again. And then I believe Thursday and Friday, you're hosting with Gio as Boomer.
No, Boomer. Gio's out.
Gio's out a couple
Hopefully
days.
Boomer doesn't hit me over the head with a shovel.
And you will be co-hosting with the Booms.
Right.
I hope I have CeeLo.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, good. So!
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
Where's your playlist taking you? Down the highway? To the mountains? Or just into daydream mode while you're stuck in traffic? With over 4,000 hotels worldwide, Best Western is there to help you make the most of your getaway. Wherever that is. Because the only thing better than a great playlist is a great trip. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
This week, the PGA Tour's best players go primetime with TGL presented by SoFi. In doubleheader action, Atlanta Drive takes on both Boston Common Golf and Los Angeles Golf Club. Plus, two primetime matchups on Tuesday. Keep up, it's golf. Tune in Monday and Tuesday at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern only on ESPN, ESPN2, and the ESPN app.
With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your finances. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.